The Central Coast Wine Competition at the California Mid-State Fair, showcasing the best of the best of Central Coast wines.
Mike Stepanovich, I'm a wine writer and wine educator and wine judge based in Bakersfield.
Tell me about the Central Coast Wine Competition, not your first time here. Give me your thoughts on how it went this year and how you were involved.
Well, I've been a judge here now for about the last half dozen years. Really, really like what I see going on here. I've long maintained in my column as a prelude to getting into the competition. This has really become the hottest wine region in California, just in terms of what I see in terms of development, in terms of wineries coming in, quality of winemaking. And I think the competition showed that this year. We were talking amongst ourselves as judges and noticed that Paso Robles and certainly the Central Coast, which this competition has reached a new plateau here in terms of quality, in terms of the wines we're seeing. And I think it reflects like in the wines that you saw winning. The Albariño, a Spanish white variety, wins best white and best of show. A Touriga, wins best red, and also, Paso Robles produced wine. It's, terrific to see these, and certainly the Syrahs and the Rhone blends and the other varietals are really coming up here. You're seeing some quality, the Cabernet. I've long maintained that Cabernet does very well here, but of course, Napa sort of has the franchise on that, but the quality of the Cabernet here is very good as well. I think you're seeing, and this competition illustrates that, just how far this region has come in just really the last decade. When you stop to think that in 2000 there was 32 wineries here, and today there's, 250, 260? Mm-hmm. It's astonishing.
Tell me about your column and what you do at Bakersfield.
I've been writing my column, Life as a Cabernet, since 1985. I worked as a journalist there for a number of years, and now I work at the community college as my day job, and my night and weekend job is wine. And I've been judging wine since 1987, so this is my 24th year. I've seen a great deal of change in California. We were talking about this the other day. We've seen early on in the late 80s, where you'd have maybe 20-30% of the entries win awards, to today, you have 50-60%. We don't think that that's anything at all to do with the laxity of the judges, and I think it reflects much more the quality that has, you've seen throughout California during that time, and certainly the West Coast.
Hi, this is Mike Stepanovich. I'm a wine writer and wine columnist for Bakersfield Magazine, and you're listening to The Crush 92.5, The Perfect Blend.